Today's shir is Mem Vav Amid Beis. We are four words from the bottom on Amid Aleph. Omer Rabba, Omer Ze'eri. Okay, Amid Beis. Machlokis, the whole machlokis between Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonun, that's a case sheyesh bo kidei chaluka. When we're talking about this chatzir, the court where there's enough to divide it up for dalad amas for each one of the owners, the homeowners. So you could say that each one could have a substantial portion that he could osir on the other. The Ran here speaks this out, sheyesh bo bel kidei chaluka. The Rabbanon asri mishum desavri ain breira, right? The Rabbanon holds this also because they do not hold this idea of breira, of retroactive determination. V'lo amrina, we don't say huvra hadavir kishmishtamish v'guf hachotzer koni lo l'tashmisho. We don't say that it's now become clarified when the guy uses the chotzer that the chotzer was coined for him for his use. Mishum dekeiven sheyesh bo din chaluka b'shas kinyason, because it had a din chaluka, right? The time when they bought it. Lo huvra shehe reshoy ze lishtamshish bechelik ze tishem lo yavo lechelko. Right? You can't say that it was clarified. We knew this is a part that he's allowed to use because maybe that's not going to end up in the end of the day when they do divide it. Maybe that's not going to be his part of his chotzer. Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov sover the amr sover afil bechi ha amrinam breira. The blood holds no. We do even say breira, right? Why? Why do we say the fee should be techila kishakanu oso al das kain kanuhu? Right. It was like almanas kain. That was the intent that they had, right? Shekol oh shlo yichalku is not one have oso and has been divided. You hey kol haguva chotzer kanu l'tashmish kol echad mehem, that the entire chotzer is going to be divided up and each one could use it. So that's what the Gemara means when it says that the machlokis is sheyesh bo kidei chaluka. Continues the Gemara now. Aval ein bo, right? If you don't have kidei chaluka, there's not enough to divide it up, then divrei hakol mutter. According to everybody, it's going to be mutter, because we look at the entire chatzer as belonging to both of them, and then each one could say that, no, I'm going into my own chilek. If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalad, he writes, Hayushneim Shutofin Bechotzer, you have two partners, Im Yeshba din Chluka, Hare Elu Asurin Likanes, Lo Ad Shechalku, Vikanes, Kol Echod, Vichelko. So if you can divide it up, they can't go until it's divided up, right? And then each one goes into their own part. The Ram writes in Hilchos Shcheinim, yeah, well, after you divide up a chotzer, so then each one gets their dalad amos by dalad. That's like his part, right? So then that's what you should divide it up if there's a request made at the beginning, right? Okay. Ve'im ein bo din chaluka kol echad ve'echad nichnas beiso v'hu oimer b'toch shli ani nichnas. If it can't be divided, so then each person just basically says that I'm going in. The reason why it wouldn't be divided because you're not going to get the dalad amos by dalad amos. Uvenkach, regardless of whether it could be divided or if it can't be divided or if it could be divided, it just wasn't yet divided, right? Benkach, uvenkach, shnei asurin lihamid rechayim betonur legadal tornagolim bechotzer zor. You're not allowed to these are things that normally you pay for, as we explained earlier. That like this mill or the oven there, you raise the tornagolim, the chickens, because these are things you would normally pay to do. So if you would allow them without being taking a payment for it, that's ki'il as if they got the hanah from you. And then this is the whole point, is that you're making it out of their osir hanah. Okay, vayit in the Gemara. Omele Rav Yosef the Rabba. Hare Beisa Knesses de Kami She'ein Bo Kdei Chaluka Domi. A shul, that belongs to the rabbin, so it's like a chotzer when there's not enough space in order to divide it up, right? Tanan, coming up soon on Mem Ches, Shnei Masurin Bedava Shel Osa Ha'ir. So if you had two people who took a neder not to get hanah from each other, so they're not allowed to get any hanah from something that belongs to the city, like a shul, right? So what do you see? You see the Rabbanan hold that you can't get any hanah from each other on such types of things. So Elom Rav Yosef Omer Zeiri. So Rav, it has to be like this. Machloikis she'ein bo k'dei chalukah. The machloikis is a case where it's not big enough to divide it up. Everyone's going to get their, you know, sufficient amount for them. Aval yesh bo k'dei chalukah. But in a case where there is enough to divide up, divrei hakol osur. So now we're changing. We just said the previous part was divrei hakol mutar. Now we change. We say no. It must be that it's really osur because if anybody goes in, you could be really going into your chaver's part. So that's the Ron over here. One second. Says the Ron, Aval yesh bo din chaluka divrei hakol osur. So why is it osur even after they divide it up? So mishum de kevan de chatzer zu la chaluka hi omedes. This whole chatzer is destined to be split up and divided. See, yeah, shalom, you can't say mechila kanuhu akula kol echem tashmisho de shema ha'echad yochuf es chavero. You can't say that you divide up to him because maybe the other's going to force his friend to divide. He's allowed to insist upon that. Hilkach, therefore, afin Rabbi Loz ben Yaakov asurin. That's why, even according to Rabbi Loz ben Yaakov, it would be osur for them to go into this property because of Harash Bozal. Delo mi boy koidim chaluka dasurin. Now it's so obvious that they can't go in before it's divided. El the chiddush is afin la acher chaluka nami asurin. Even after they divided it up, it's still going to be osur. The lake lemeimer came to chaluka huvro hadov lemafreya. Again, say that because since it was, you know, divided up, now we retroactively know shu chelko hamagia misha rishona, right? That this is what he was supposed to get from originally. The hu lo nesar ele v'chelik chavero, and all he was really was offering was what his friend's chelik. Havile hach breira kishar breiros de alma v'kaim alon doraisa ein breira, right? Because if true, then this would be like a breira on like any other, you know, application of this term we've been talking about so much the last few times. And the rule is that no, on a derice level, we say, Ein Breira. Chitei mikom akam hai kaimalan, nishmul da omer ha'achin shechalku l'kuchais hein v'harei zek ilu lakcha mimenu. Right, say like we hold like Shmuel when the brothers are considered to be shutfin. Right, it's like they actually were. He was lokech. He bought it from him. So leisa dafila kachum imenu asura k'narin la'el lamedalid gabe kikri alech the afagad yahave nihal b'matana kol hecha de lo afseke acher osur. So right, when the guy was taking this kikar, this loaf of bread is going to be osur. So even if he gives it to him as a matana, right? If no one literally means interrupted, but like owned it in between the two of them, that's going to be osur. Umechira harei kimetana, right? And when you sell something, that's like a gift. Kitan koinim beischa sheni nichnas sadcha sheni lokeach meiso machron laacher mutter. We've seen in the Mishnah said on Amid Beis, I'm sorry, on Amid Aleph, that your house is osur to me. I'm not going to go into it. The field, but the guy died and he sold it to somebody else. Then it becomes it's mutter. Hamachrulo afid ba'omer koinim beischa sheni nichnas osur v'zeh dasa rash b'zal. It must be in the mutter when you say konim the house. I'm not going to enter it. That's what it's going to be osur according to the Rashba. Aval harambam zal kosav perek zayin. Right, Mihilchus Nedorim, which we just saw, Hay Shnehim Shutfim Bechotzer Im Yeshba Din Chaluka Hare Elu Asurin Likanes Bo Ad Shechalku Vichanes Kol Echa VeEcha LeChalku. That was the Rambam we just saw in Hilchus Nedorim. That if it does have a Din Chaluka, so then you can't go in until it is divided. Each one goes into his Chelik. So only Sif Meir Sevir Le Del Acher Chaluka Shari. So that's against. That's against the Rashba. So v'nirli b'taymazal the afagav d'kaima d'raisa ein breira. Right? Ron saying pshat. Now it seems even though he holds really ein breira on d'raisas afilu hachi anan sahade. That means like we're so certain. We're like witnesses literally on this. Sha'al menas kein nist tatafu shelo yuchel echad mehem la'osru al chavero bin shitehei neser as a lav la'acher chaluka. You know, it's like they became partners on manas. We understand you're not going to osru in a way that even after the chaluka happens, I can't go into it. Right? Inochi, osru alea nichse didei ve'einan bedin. So if he could osru it, then it's going to be you know, making the mutter's property also to him, and that's not einan bedin. It's not proper to do such a thing. Okay, that's the Ron's explanation. So now back In the Gemara it says, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Halacha follows the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Alright. One more point in today's Amud. The Mishnah said, Hamudr Hanoa Mechavero, Yesh Lo Sham Merchatz. Right? So if you took a netter, not to get any off, and the guy has a bathhouse, or he had the Beis Abad, right? Now he owns it, but he leases out, and he lets the public are using it. So it depends how much of a share the guy has still in this merchatz, in this Beis Abad. So Gemara asks, Kam Tfisas Yad, how much does, you know, profit does the guy have to have for it that would make it also for the one who was the subject of the netter not to go into the bathhouse? So Amar Rav Nachman lemechtza leshlish lerevia. It could be either a guy gets a half of the profits, he gets a third of the profits, he gets a quarter of the. I mean, there's a set amount. Av b'botzer, but if it's less than that, lo. Now, difference how to learn the thing. We're going to learn pshat and botzer here. It means less than that. Something beitzim, eggs, different way of learning. But let's just stay with this girsa. So if he has less than that, then it's not going to be osir. Abaye omer afil b'botzer osir. So according to Bai, he says, no, even if he gets less, it's still going to be Osir. The Rambam over here in the Nedarim, this is in Perek Vav, Yud Beis, Hay Shimon Merchatz O Beis Abad, Muskarim Be'ir, and he rents them to other people in the city. Im Hay L'Shimon Behen Tfisas Yad Kigon Shehinyech Mehen Kol Shehu La'atzmo V'lo Scharo. He holds part of it for himself and doesn't rent it out. So in that case, Afil Hinyach B'Merchatz Am bati achas, one little bath, one little tub. With Beis Abad, akol echon on the olive press, he has a one little piece of it, like the tread. Osruvin likanis la'oisa merchat l'ruch begas. He can't go into that bathhouse, and he can't trample. The gas is the part you step on with your feet that causes the olive to go down. V'im hiniach la'atzmo klum el schar hakol. But he doesn't hold anything back, but he rents out the whole thing, so then the guy would be allowed to go into the bathhouse or thing, unless he said seriously you can't go in, right? Gemara says, Sehechi Dami Deshari. So if in a case like this where you're not getting any profits and you're just getting How's it going to be mutter, right? How's it going to be? So the Gemara says, Dimekabel betaska. He has a taska, it's a tax, or it's a fee, for that's what it means. He's renting it like a renter, he's a tenant, and therefore when the city pays this guy that amount, that would be the only case, unless he was specified that you can't go in. That would be a case where even though he took his mutter hanar from him, he could be allowed to go into and use his property that's owned by him, but he's not really getting any benefit from him directly.